Number 15 is a report from the comptroller on the fiscal report for the first quarter of 2012. This is informational, unless otherwise directed.
Mr. Mansky. Mr. Mansky, I still want to congratulate you again. You were just throwing it to something, and you did a great job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Number 15 is the fiscal report of the first quarter of 2012 for Milwaukee County. This report is intended to be the first projection for the year 2012 based upon the budget that was adopted. And this is based upon receiving reports from individual departments as to their projection of, based upon 3 months of results, how they will be doing for the year. The report is indicating for 2012 a projected deficit of $500,000. Just to add one note to this, this report does not include, I forgot to include a report from the district attorney's office who had provided me a projection, but I had not included it in the report. And they are projecting a deficit of approximately $300,000 for the year. And that's mainly coming from revenues that they would not be getting. So I'll update my report for the second quarter with that. And that would increase the deficit for the year. The report includes a high-level summary of some of where the major surpluses and deficits are, and also a written description of some of the major surpluses and deficits for the year. One of the deficits that are indicated is the deficit for the sheriff's office of $3.8 million. And based upon the report that I reviewed from the sheriff's office, that's both in revenues and in personnel costs for the year. The sheriff indicated in his report that he is unable to achieve some of the budgeted items that are included for the year because he believes that he needs to continue to apply with various orders, for example, for the correctional facilities and to maintain compliance. Some of his revenues, however, just will not be achieved. For example, one of the revenues comes from holding federal prisoners, and the budget was based upon a certain number of federal prisoners, and they've been indicated that they won't get that number, that they will maintain. Also lower on the commissary area, too, and so for that. Projecting a surplus is transit and the paratransit system of about $3.5 million based upon this early quarter report. $1.7 million of that is coming from reduced other post-employment benefit costs for future retiree health costs. And the other amount is for the paratransit system for about 25% less rides being projected for the year than originally projected. Behavioral health is projecting a $3.5 million deficit for the year. Mainly that's in revenues for the year and a small amount for personnel costs. Parks Department projecting a $2 million deficit for the year. Offsetting these items are the contingency fund of about $1.5 million and a projection at present of about a $2.8 million surplus in fringe benefits. Based upon an analysis through about 4 months, I'm projecting a surplus in health care costs of about $2.8 million for the year. And we're seeing most of that savings is coming from medical-related costs. Drug costs appear to be on budget for the year right now, but the medical-related cost appears to be a surplus at the present time. Someone asked me a good question, whether that is the number of personnel-related or it's just a reduction in the cost for medical. And I'll go take a look at that and come back at that later. We're, on a payroll basis, we're paying about 4,000 people out per month right now on an FTE basis, and that's lower than the budget. So that's would indicate that a portion of this savings is coming from that we have less active people that are receiving the health benefits. But there's also a component in this, too, I believe, from reduced costs, but we have to examine that. And it might be also we made a number of changes in health care for 2012, and we need to truly analyze that to know if we're getting more savings from that than originally projected. That's the report of the first quarter.
Any questions? Supervisor Schmidt.
I think you heard me last. I didn't have my light on, but I try to be brief in that because it all leads to the budget here that we're going to be looking at. I'm always concerned about that. We all are. And prognostications is this first quarter. Now, maybe you could ask more direct questions. Maybe it's not a fair answer from you, but, I mean, the comptroller said he's got all these numbers from the sheriff. He had the sheriff in before. He's got a significant deficit. He's asking for $5 million more today. Communication. So I did hear, you know, Mr. Campbell wants to react to it, but supposedly I've read that the county executive has all the departments in it. Mr. Mansky's, you know, I had to get these reports from all the departments to try to put these projections for first quarter. Now we're talking about 2013 very soon. Do we have the numbers from the departments that we need? I mean, it's DAS's responsibility to put the budget together. It's not the comptroller's, correct? It's what little powers he doesn't have. He's got everything else. Okay? Certainly, you got to take his prognostications and his work into it. So through his office, can you get the full numbers you need? I mean, I heard, you know, people shaking their heads again just on the sheriff's budget. Yeah, you've communicated. No, you haven't. You don't have his numbers, but you do. I mean, it's a little confusing here. And I'd like to have a very good feeling going in that you have the best numbers you can have, both of you, from the departments. If not, how do we do a better job getting those? I know it's hard to do, but I mean, we base everything on what you're going to bring us. If there's all these changes, that's the problem we always have, because you make as good a prognostication as you can. Communication isn't great. We get the budget hearings here, and then the sheriff or someone else comes and says, well, we never talked about this. I mean, that's what you're supposed to be doing, okay? And it's easier. I need two sides to tangle here. I understand that, okay? But you got to get to that point. And I just want to kind of have a better feeling going into this whole process, because then you throw out this budget as the best you can, and then we got to handle up all the realities of it. People haven't communicated, oh, I didn't know they took off this much. So how do we get there? I'm sorry to ask that question, but it concerns me already. That's why I'm asking. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Tohors.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. I'm going to take the first half of the question and let the finance people talk about budget communication numbers. I think you mentioned that the county executive has stated that we've met with all of the department heads. That has currently not happened. Where we are in the budget process is that the departments have just handed in their proposed budgets. At that point, prior to this, DAS has had some communication with outlying department staff on budgets, whether that be their own staff that's implanted within the department or if it's their independent staff of the department. Once proposed budgets are received, DAS reviews them, prepares a report for the county executive. At that time, the county executive then meets with department heads. We will fully intend on attempting to meet with the sheriff as we did last year and hope that communication is open again. To date, my understanding is that the finance staff have had some good communications. For the rest of the kind of nitty-gritty of how budget numbers are shared, I'm going to have to pass that off because I'm not in that process, but I'm happy to take questions about the first half.
Just to follow up on those comments, prior to the budget due dates, about 3 weeks prior, my staff, the fiscal staff, did sit down with the sheriff's fiscal staff to go over issues with what they're going to be proposing, just to kind of at a high level, you know, first of all, set the discourse and also at the high level identify major issues. We did receive their brass submission on time, which was the 13th. We're still waiting for their written summary of the brass submission. And in the next week, we plan on meeting again, our staff with the sheriff's office staff, their budget and finance staff. So we have met with them. We did receive their line item submission within brass, but not their written summary. And again, after the midweek next week, we'll be sitting down with the sheriff's office finance staff again. So there is communication.
And I presume the same procedure the rest of the departments.
Yeah. I mean, that was just specifically with the sheriffs, but we follow that same protocol with all of the departments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Mr. Camos, when you say we, is it the analyst who is assigned to
it was me, the analyst, CJ, who's the deputy budget director, and then Inspector Schmidt, Molly Paul, three or four other people.
Well, in general for the various departments, when you sit down with them, it's the analyst and you, or CJ and
it's me and CJ and the analysts with the requisite staff from the various departments.
Okay.
So,
thank you, sir. Any questions, comments, either directed toward Mr. Mansky, Mr. Camels, or Mr. Horst? No? Any action?
Received and placed on file.
Okay, there's a motion by Supervisor Jerzyk to receive and place on file item number 15. Thank you.
On the motion?
On the motion, please.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion to receive and place on file, 8-0.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.